Masechet Pe'ah, Perek Dalet Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah is going to talk about if a person converted in the middle of the harvest, after he cut everything, is he obligated in the mitzvot of Pe'ah, Shicha, and Leket? Just brief introduction. As we know, Pe'ah, what we've been talking about this entire Masechet, Pe'ah is the corner of one field that a person has to leave in the harvest for the poor people. Leket is if a person drops one or two of the items that he's harvesting. He has to leave those items on the floor. He can't pick them up. He has to leave them for the people, for the poor people. And shicha is if a person bundled up his items. He bundled them up and then he's bringing everything to the threshing floor inside the barn. And he remembers, I forgot two bundles out in the field. Those bundles have to stay in the field for the poor people. There's also something called shicha bakama, forgotten items in the field. What does that mean? We have shicha, which we said is the bundle that a person forgot in the field. If a person forgot to cut down a few bundles worth of wheat, for example, and everything else is in the barn ready to be processed, he can't say, oh, I got to go back into the field. I forgot two bundles worth. I have to go cut them now. No, if you forgot them in the field, while it's still in the ground, you forgot to harvest and cut them down, you have to leave them there. That is shicha bakama. Okay, so let's take that and go into the Mishnah with that after that brief introduction. Mishnah says, Oved kochavim shekasar etzadehu ve'ahar kach nitgayer patur min haleket u'min hashicha u'min hapea. If a oved kochavim, if an idol worshiper harvested his field, he cut all of his produce, and then he converted after everything was cut, he is exempt from leaving the leket behind, the items that he dropped. He is exempt from leaving shicha, the bundles that he left behind, as well as pe'ah. He doesn't have to give pe'ah to the aniyim. The reason for this would be, when it comes to the mitzvot of pe'ah, and when it comes to the mitzvot of leket, the pesukim say, u'b'kutzrechem et ketzir arsechem. When you cut, what does that mean? It's coming to say only when a Jew cut. And it's coming to say if an idolater, if an idol worshiper, non-Jew, cut your field, you're exempt from leaving the pe'ah, as we learned in the previous Mishnah. So over here in our situation, an Oved Kochavim was cutting, an idol worshiper was cutting. This person, even though he became a Jew later on in the harvest process, at the time of cutting, which is when the obligations of Leket, Shicha, and Pe'ah actually happen, that person was a non-Jew at that point, therefore, he is not obligated in leaving those items for the poor people, even though later on he becomes a Jew in the process. Doesn't matter. If at the time of cutting he was a non-Jew, this person does not have to leave those gifts for the poor. And also the Pasuk, when it comes to Shicha, we have the same limud. Hachamim learn out the same thing. Ki tiksor ketzidecha besadecha. When if a person is cutting his harvest, v'shachachda omer, and you forget a bundle, basadeh. So the same thing when it comes to you. If you're cutting as opposed to a non-Jew. So this person wasn't a Jew at that point. Therefore, there's no concept whatsoever of leaving shicha according to Tanakama, according to this opinion, and there's no leaving any of them actually, leket shicha and pe'ah, because of the way we learn out these pisukim. Mishnah continues by saying, Rabbi Yehuda mehayev beshicha. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Tanakama when it comes to shicha, when it comes to leaving the bundles in the field. He says, even if this person was a non-Jew at the time of cutting the harvest, when it comes to shicha, this person, if he converted, shicha, he would be obligated in. Why? She'en ha-shicha ela bish'at ha'imud. Because when it comes to shicha, when it comes to leaving those bundles in the field, he says the time that the mitzvah takes place over there is not about the cutting. Cutting has nothing to do with it. The time that a person would be obligated is imur. Imur means the bundling. When a person is removing the bundles from the field, that happens at the end of the process. This person would have been converted by then. Therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, at that point in time, this person would be obligated to leave the shicha in the field. Tanakama would disagree with that. Tanakama would tell you, I don't care that this person later on became a Jew, and then when it comes to the bundling, he was a Jew at that point, therefore you should be obligated in shicha. No. As we mentioned earlier, there's two types of shicha. Shicha bakama and shicha ba'omer. Forgetting bundles in the field and also forgetting a piece of land that wasn't harvested. You forgot to harvest the piece of land. So tana, and that happens earlier on. Forgetting to harvest the piece of land, that type of shicha happens at sha'at ketzira, at the time of cutting. So tana kama would tell you, shicha is an all-in-one deal. If this person, who was a non-Jew at the time of cutting, couldn't be obligated in shicha bakama, in forgetting the portion of field that was uncut, since that happened at the time of cutting, and he was a non-Jew at that point. So therefore, no matter what, you're right, technically later on, he forgot bundles in the field. We say, no, the whole mitzvah of shicha, he has to be a Jew for the entire time that mitzvah applies. Since he wasn't a Jew the entire time that applied, he was a non-Jew at the time that the cutting was happening. We can't say he's obligated in the mitzvah later on, when the items are being bundled. No, he was a non-Jew for portion of when this mitzvah applies. He's considered to be exempt from the entire mitzvah in totality. And that's the way the Mishnah happens. Halakha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Over here, halakha is like Tana Kama. In Oved Kochavim that harvested his field and then converted, he is exempt from all three of the mitzvot, Leket Shicha and Pe'ah.